Something old or something new, something borrowed or something better. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm, straight to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. When you mix together four things you love separately, the end result is heavenly. In this side that can easily stand in as a main, you'll find broccoli, bacon, pasta, and cheese mingled together in a celestial, hearty helping of creamy. Here are the ingredients. 1 16-ounce box of elbow macaroni that will equal about 6 cups. 1 12-ounce bag of frozen cut broccoli. 8 slices of bacon. 1/2 cup of chopped onions. 6 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 4 cups of milk, 12 ounces of shredded white or regular cheddar cheese, and that'll equal about 3 cups, 8 ounces of mozzarella cheese equal to 2 cups, and then 20 round buttery crackers, coarsely crushed. The directions. Number one, heat your oven to 350 degrees. Coat a 13 by 9 inch or 3-quart glass baking dish with cooking spray. Cook and drain your macaroni as directed on the package. Now, meanwhile, cook your broccoli as directed on the package. And then in a 4-quart Dutch oven, you're going to cook your bacon until crisp and drain on paper towels. Crumble the bacon and set aside. And reserve 2 tablespoons of drippings. Cook chopped onions and the bacon drippings over medium heat, stirring occasionally until translucent and tender. Now here's a tip for this process. I cut my raw bacon with kitchen shears into small pieces and cook the bacon pieces, stirring frequently. It hastens the cook time and it removes the messy crumble stage later. Once your onions are cooked, then you're going to stir in the flour, salt, and pepper, and cook and stir until the mixture is smooth and bubbly. Gradually add your milk, stirring constantly until that mixture is boiling and thickened. Number four in the process, remove from heat and add 2 cups of the cheddar cheese and 2 cups of mozzarella cheese and stir until melted. Then stir in your cooked macaroni and broccoli and crumbled bacon. And I'm going to tell you, you need a big old honking bowl because this is a huge batch. And after you get it all mixed well together, spoon the mixture into your baking dish and sprinkle with crushed crackers and remaining 1 cup of cheddar cheese. Bake uncovered for 15 minutes or until bubbly and the cheese is melted. This is good, and the recipe yields a massive quantity, so be sure that you have some help to consume this baby. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.